Good morning. Welcome back to WJR. This is Jason Rowe. I'm here guest hosting with my friend Lloyd Jackson.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm really excited to introduce a guy that I got to know a little over a year ago who is running for Congress in the Macomb County seat, where currently occupied by John James.
That's the 10th district,
right? The 10th district, mm-hmm. Yep. It's an open seat. One of the purplest seats in America. This is the home of the Reagan Democrat.
Yeah. You
remember when Stan Greenberg, the Democratic pollster, many, many years ago, identified Macomb County as having this very unique DNA politically. And Robert Lugeri, welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
So, Robert, first thing I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about is your family. You are the American immigrant story. Talk a little bit about your parents and how they came to America and what that's meant to you and how that shapes your candidacy.
Yeah, sure. I have a story, Jason, that's only possible in the greatest country on the face of the earth, which is America. And my grandparents escaped communism and came to the United States. And my mom's a waitress, and my dad worked as a cook and a maintenance man. And my dad stood behind a grill so one day I could get on the radio and speak with you about my candidacy for Congress. And that's the American dream, Jason. It's not just my story. I'm sure it's your story and many of your listeners as well. And I'm just very grateful to grow up in the United States and now have a really strong desire for public service and patriotism and giving back.
Robert, I know families in Michigan's 10th congressional district, along with families across Michigan, they continue to struggle with affordability and cost of living concerns. What specific policies are you proposing to help working families?
Sure. Well, I think we need leaders that are going to put America first, and I think government can help or either get in the way, and we need people, I think, that are going to fight for Macomb County very hard, and that's going to be me, and we do. We need a competitive tax code. We need lower tax rates. Things in the big, beautiful bill, I thought, gave a lot of relief when I speak to voters in my district. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, car loan interest being deferred. I think we need more housing, allowing developers and builders and working with them so we can bring down the cost of housing, having energy independence, really, really important. And I'd like to introduce a bill that says for every new regulation we have, we eliminate two. And so I think these are really good practical economic principles we can implement to give the American people relief.
Robert, there's two other people running in the Republican primary. You've raised more money than the other candidates in the race. And here we are just 53 days before the primary election. And it's 3 weeks until absentee ballots go out. So voters are going to start voting. And you're, I'm sure, starting to send out mail and run digital ads and things like that. What's the biggest difference between you and your opponents in this race for the Republican nomination?
Yeah, sure, Jason. I think we have to ask ourselves, you know, who do you want as your next member of Congress just across the entire state? Do you want, we see so many people in both parties, scandals, people that commit sexual assaults. We have politicians that enrich themselves with insider trading. It's really disgusting. And I think, you know, faith, character, honesty, and integrity matter. And, you know, we want to implement good policy in the White House and the halls of Congress, but I think your own house matters most. And so that's how I was raised, with faith and family and hard work and virtue. And that's really the main principle that I want to take to Congress. And I think that's what separates me from my opponents. My opponents have never lived paycheck to paycheck. They've never struggled financially. I was a prosecutor in Detroit my entire professional career. And so I know what it means to try to stand up for people. And I know what it means to live paycheck to paycheck, and I know what it means to value everything that you have. And that's the type of representative that I'm going to be in Congress. And most of my opponents were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Their fathers are running their campaigns. Their fathers' rich donors are giving them money. And I'm running on my own merit, and I'm really running for the people.
And, you know, Robert, you know, in today's political climate, you know, as well as everyone, that many voters say that they're just tired of career politicians. You see yourself as an outsider candidate?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's an outsider campaign. I think if you see the halls of Congress, and
I think we had we got phone issues. I think we lost him. We'll try to get him back real quick here if we can. But, you know, I know that people have said, and, you know, and the folks I've talked to, they were like, you know, we just kind of want to shake it up a little bit because we get these career politicians and they tell us the same thing every time and we don't, and some, okay. And I want to ask you that question again about career politicians. Once again, a lot of voters say they're tired of them, but, you know, do you see yourself as an outside candidate?
Yes. Sorry for losing you for
that's okay
there, but yeah, we definitely are an outsider, and you're right. People are tired of, I know it pisses or really upset people in both the Democrat and Republican Party, but I think term limits would be really important. And, you know, people, I think, the halls of Congress look more like a senior care facility than they do a representative of the people. And I think there's a strong desire for young, strong leadership that just wants to give back. And so, yeah, we definitely are now outsider. And I think there's a hunger and thirst to elect new people with new ideas. And, you know, don't just vote for a name that you consistently see on the ballot. I think it's important to do your research and vote for someone that's going to give you good service.
Well, and I think you're definitely seeing a rejection of the insiders in elections that have happened just in the last few weeks and months. There's 9 members of Congress that have sought higher office who have lost already in this year, and I expect there to be some more. And look at what's happening in Maine. You've got a very flawed candidate in Graham Plattner, who the Democrats are embracing and is doing well in polling just because people are so fed up with Washington and how we're being governed.
Agreed.
And what are you going to do different than what you've observed now? I mean, you're new to this. You are an outsider. You've been politically active, but this is your first time as a candidate. How do you see yourself as being different when you get there?
Yeah, sure. I do. I think, it, you know, you mentioned the gentleman in Maine. A lot of people in office, Jason, I think they lie about their resume. They lie about their background. I think that particular individual, you know, lied about their blue collar background. And it does. I think it really starts with people that, you know, what are their principles, right? And I think if you get people in office that articulate the value system of loving your neighbor, caring for the sick, trying to help the less fortunate, we would live in such a more value-driven country. And so,
yeah.
You know, I'd like to see like something like a balanced budget amendment introduced. I'd like to see a ban on insider trading. I think I would vote tomorrow for something that has some term limits in it. Putting good economic like policy in place that we had just talked about earlier in the phone call. I think if you just do those easy, basic buildings, you know, people that sure. care about law and order so families can live in safe communities. And I think if you stand up for those basic principles that this country was founded on, then people will thrive.
Robert Lugeri, candidate for Congress. We appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Top of the hour next, 7:05.